Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers,
785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting
across America.
Turn it up.
Hey.
This is the Bobby
Bones
Show.
Let's go. Hey, just a little tip. 911, not a joke. Probably shouldn't call it unless it's a real emergency. And you don't like the president. Okay, we get it. That's probably not the place to call 911 and let them know, because they'll get you put in jail. Pinellas County man who called 911 to say that President Joe Biden needed to be placed in jail was arrested himself and put him in jail himself.
Oh, right? My goodness.
Jacob Philibeck, 29, was arrested for calling 911 dispatchers to say that El Chop needed to be freed from prison and President Biden needed to be placed in prison.
Oh, my gosh.
By the way, El Chop's like a murderer.
Yeah, no.
El Chapo?
Yeah. Whoa. I think that's what that is, El Chop?
That's what I think it is. I assume that's what we're calling him for short.
So then he called again because they said, hey, this is an emergency line. Don't call. Click. Then he called again, said the same thing. So then they arrested him. You just can't misuse 911.
Right.
That's the general story there.
I thought when you first started the story, I thought you were going to say Lunchbox called 911 again.
Oh, he does all the time. But he calls it for real reasons, right?
Real reasons. Domestic disturbances, fires, car wrecks.
Neighbors having graduation parties.
Yeah, exactly.
They broke the COVID
during
rule.
COVID. Yeah.
That still is the most Karen thing anyone on the show has ever done. Yeah.
No.
All right. We're glad you are here. You know, we have a new segment that it's tough for me to decide on these because I know they're just not going to be that entertaining, but we have something now to set it up. Go ahead, Ray.
The Bobby Bones Show talks about something boring.
So boring.
All right, Amy, go ahead with your egg thing you want to talk about.
Well, I was buying eggs and I noticed something on a carton that I haven't ever noticed before, and it was outdoor access. Like the chickens that laid these eggs have outdoor access. And I thought, well, I've heard of cage-free, and what does outdoor access mean? And so I spent time researching it, and it means that they have access to an outdoor area.
All right.
Listen,
that's
no.
It. See, it's so
no,
boring.
Now, you know,
we shut it down.
Thank you.
Defines it. These chickens, they get 8 hours outside. That's the minimum. So, like, they can't be defined as outdoor access unless they've roamed for 8 hours.
Good morning, everybody.
And some chickens, they get to roam.
No, that's the rule. We do it, but you have to shut it down when the buzzer shuts you off.
Everybody went back to sleep.
Yeah.
I know this is stuff nobody cares about, but it's just next time you go to the store, you'll know.
But you told it. We got it all.
Okay, what is outdoor access?
They have 8 hours.
8 hours to go out.
Now you know because I completed it.
Okay.
You cut me off.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen that on a carton of eggs.
Yeah, look for it now.
Okay.
The Bobby Bones Show talks about something boring.
There you go.
So boring.
Thank you, Amy.
Yeah.
Let's get started with the show here. See, it's hard to find those, but the rule is it would never make the air unless we play that ahead of it, but you have to stop talking when it buzzes.
Mm,
myself included.
Okay.
Myself included.
All right.
Okay. All right. Okay, time for the mailbag, or it's time.
It's time.
It's time.
Good, dude.
Not
go a little higher.
Oh.
It's time.
It's time.
No, that's a lot higher.
I feel feel like his voice is so low, he should go low.
No, no, I said a little high. He can't go low because we've already said it.
Hey, what if he starts it? It's the...
Okay, go.
It's time. It's...
I'll go. Okay. You go. Go.
Guys, Eddie, you know Bobby goes go. Next. It's time.
It's time.
It's time. And then you do mailbag.
Okay,
mailbag.
I got
it. I could do that.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I've been married to my husband for 17 years. I've always known my mother-in-law to speak poorly about everyone, so I've always proceeded with caution around her. Last week, I caught her on my doorbell camera talking about me and mocking me to a relative on the phone. The things she was venting about were so small and irrelevant that I was shocked that those things bothered her. I feel as though she perceives everything I do so critically that I can't do anything right. After her vent session, she came back into my home and proceeded to act as sweet as could be. The problem with this is that she vents to family members, so I know the whole family thinks horribly about me. How do I proceed with his family feeling like they wrongly think I'm an awful person? Signed, defeated without a chance. Well, this is what I would say about her. If it's known that she does this, no one will take what she does that seriously.
You think?
If everyone knows her as someone who is always finding bad things to say, the bad things she says are not near as worthy. First of all, I don't want to take away the feeling that you have about this, because you are owed the right to be upset about somebody close to you talking badly about you, fair or not. But secondly, I hope it gives you, it relieves a little pressure to know that if this is her thing, everybody knows it's her thing that knows her. So doesn't make it any better as far as she's still talking about you, but you know it about her. She's talking about other people. You know, when she comes to you and talks about Timmy, the cousin, who's such a, you're like a classic her. So I would say you have the right to say something to her, to say, hey, I heard you. You can just say you heard her outside. Hey, I heard you out on the phone talking about me. Like, what? I couldn't hear all the way. What was going on? Just to bring it up. See what she says. You have the right to do that, obviously. But I would hope that you don't value her words so much to you or other people that you think they really matter, because she's known as someone who spreads a lot of crap. That's what I would say. Amy?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. And there's that saying, you know, just keep it in your back pocket. If somebody else's opinion of you is none of your business. So try not to focus on it too much, even though I know it's hard.
In the end here, I hate that she did that. I hate that you heard that. You deserve to feel any of the emotions that you're feeling. You also deserve to confront her. I would encourage it to be mild, but just know that she does that with everyone, so everyone knows she does that. That's it. Dropped it on you. That's the mailbag. Thank you.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Right now, we're going to play Which Country Artist Charges More on Cameo. Now, what Cameo is, it's you go there and you say, hey, I'd like to have a celebrity do a shout out. We've bought one from Ray and Bay before, our producer Ray and Bay. And I've watched Ray do his, and people are like, oh, he's really good at him. Mine was like 4 seconds. We paid like $30 for a 4 second cameo.
That's when I first started out. And like I told you, I wore Arkansas stuff. So there was clothes, there was background stuff that was red. We put in more than just the 4 seconds.
I gave him 1 star, let's be honest.
Oh, you did?
No. All right, here we go. Who charges more? Okay. Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie, write your answers down.
Okay.
Gary LaVox, lead singer of Rascal Flatts, or Randy Travis?
Oh, man.
Gary LaVox, lead singer of Rascal Flatts, or 80s and 90s country superstar Randy Travis?
Wow. Okay.
Amy?
I'm shocked Randy Travis is on Cameo, but I'm going with him because, like, his is a bit more valuable.
Okay. Lunchbox?
I was shocked Randy Travis is on Cameo, and that's the reason I say he charges more also.
Eddie?
LaVox has a hunting addiction. He needs to feed that addiction, so give me LaVox.
You got to buy shells and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Camo.
I think Randy has help on his.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think he does. I think he's helping. I'm pretty sure. But the answer is, at $225, you can get you a... Gary LaVox Cameo.
Oh, Randy Travis
is at 200.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So still
they're both high.
Yeah. All right, next up, Lee Greenwood, Mr. God Bless the USA.
No.
Proud to be an American.
Proud to be an American.
Yeah. You know what?
Like, that didn't sound like
me either. I tried to think in my head, and I was like, it does not sound like him. Proud to be an American. Yeah. Or Josh Turner. Rubber dick blows and phantom clothes down low.
Oh, man.
Lee Greenwood.
I mean, this is...
Because I'm proud to be an American. Josh Turner.
Come in.
In.
Amy?
Lee Greenwood.
Lunchbox?
Josh Turner.
Eddie?
I think Lee Greenwood has more demand.
And I'm proud.
Yeah!
What do you think a Lee Greenwood goes for?
Oh, 300.
That's exactly what he goes for.
What?
Well, that's a lot.
She probably bought one yesterday. She knows.
No.
She buys them every day.
I like Lee. I've spent some time with Lee at the Opry backstage. You know, my buddy's Matt Jones, who does Kentucky Sports Radio, and he told me that as a kid, he would be irritated in class because they would make them stand not just for this song, but for every verse. So every morning he'd be standing for 4 minutes.
The whole song?
Yes, that's what I said too. The whole song.
That's crazy. What?
Like, I love the chorus. I love the first verse. But he's like, yeah, every day. So I have this association with Lee Greenwood, my feet hurting. So Lee Greenwood was like four doors down. And so I went over and we spent some time with him. Lovely guy. And I was like, Matt Jones, a huge fan. And he was like, oh, great. There was so, and then Matt was like, that was really cool, but it just reminds me of my feet hurting.
He told him to his face.
He didn't tell him that. Nope. He told me that. All right, Leanne Rimes or Rodney Atkins? For Leanne Rimes, by the way, easy. She has a lot of stuff. Rodney Atkins, made me want to take a back road, made me want to take a long way home, did a little bass and be my
body. He has the Chicken Nugget song too, right?
He does.
Yeah.
Cause I'm just watching you, ain't that?
That's a good one.
It's hard to do that with the music.
Your buckaroo.
No, it's a buck too. Yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
Go ahead.
Let's see.
I'll tell you this, they're both over 250.
Wow, whoa, that's crazy.
What? Good for them.
Why do you say what? Go ahead.
No, I can't believe Rodney Atkins can charge that much.
He can charge whatever he wants.
I'm saying.
Okay.
I can't believe people would pay 250 for that.
Okay. Maybe they don't.
I tell you what, they pay more than that. They pay more than that.
Yeah.
Seriously.
But okay, who's more, Leanne Rimes or Rodney Atkins? Amy.
Rodney Atkins.
Lunchbox.
Leanne Rimes.
Eddie.
Leanne Rimes.
The answer is... Leanne Rimes at $333 for a cameo. Rodney Atkins, $299. I wonder if you list these like you do a house, and you're like, I'm not going to do $170,000, I'm going to do $169,999.
Yeah.
Sarah Evans, I got the suds in the bucket, in the bucket, 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 the suds. Or Tyler Hubbard from FGL.
And the clothes are not on the line.
Got it.
Okay, I'm in.
Everybody good?
Yeah.
Eddie?
Tyler, yeah, baby. Hubbard.
Lunchbox?
Yeah, baby, give me that money. Hubbard.
Amy?
Tyler Hubbard.
Tyler Hubbard goes for $135 for a cameo. Sarah Evans goes for... 200.
Whoa.
Sarah. Sarah Evans would be a cool one.
Yeah.
It would be cool.
Yeah.
That'd for $200?
Cool. Oh, I would not pay. I'm not paying 10. I just have to do an interview and be like, hey, buddy, record this for me.
Right.
Yes, but that's right. So I can't, it's not a good thing for me to judge because I'm jaded.
Like, but Lunchbox keeps freaking out about every price and it's like literally each person can totally pick whatever they want to charge.
No, I understand.
How much do you charge?
50. Should be more.
Overpriced, right?
He's going to rate it.
Do you think
it
should be more than Rodney Atkins?
Yes. I mean, if someone pays that much for Rodney Atkins, I just can't believe
what?
It. $300 for that guy?
No, $299.
$299.
Wait, did you say what? What?
There's something wrong.
How is he? What? Why is he not allowed to have a fan base and you are?
No, he is, but $299? Like,
he's got good songs.
He must be having people buy them or he's keeping it at that price.
Right.
I mean, I should be charging more than they're charging $299.
Then do it. $300 today.
Let's just.
Dina Carter.
Okay.
Strawberry Wine.
Yeah.
Or Carly Pierce.
Oh.
I'm in.
We'll do this and one more. We will play this song, Ray. I want to be sure to get this song on.
This is easy.
Okay.
All right, Dina Carter or Carly Pierce? Amy.
Carly Pierce.
Lunchbox?
Dina Carter.
Why are you so mad at me?
He's angry.
No, yeah, go ahead. I got you, but we'll come back to that. Eddie?
Carly Pierce.
Carly Pierce is $75.
Oh.
Dina Carter is $175.
Wow. Good for her.
Lunchbox, when I said the two, you, with some vengeance, said Dina Carter. Why?
Well, because if Carly Pierce thinks she's on Dina Carter's level, then she's dreaming. Like, that's what I mean. Like, if you go on there and you're setting your price and you see that you're the same price as Dina Carter, you need to lower it. And I'm glad that she realizes that she's not as valuable. She's working her way there, but she's not there.
But I don't really think that anybody, it's like, really, how many do you want to make or what do you want to do? Like, some people are like, okay, fine, I'll put it at 500. If someone wants to pay that, they can, great, and I'll make the video. Other than that, I don't want to sit around making videos all
day.
Then
why get on it?
Because you have a chance to maybe make
$500. There's a point at both of your statements. There's a point. Well, why get on it if you don't want to do videos?
Right, if you don't want to do videos, then don't get on.
But also, don't, yeah, I'm not going to do it for a nickel. I mean, I'm not on there, but right.
You're not, and you shouldn't.
Okay. Is anybody keeping score?
But I mean, Carly Pierce, $75. I think I may raise mine.
You versus her?
Yeah.
Who?
What?
I think I should probably be then 76.
No, go 300, Rodney Atkins.
I think we should do a little social experiment. Well, you should go. He should go 299.
So if you all sold tickets, you could go to a Rodney Atkins show, a Carly Pierce show, or a Lunchbox show.
Exactly.
Let's just throw it out there. Who would sell more tickets?
Well, because they have songs.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But you say things.
Like, I understand
making
that.
Making deals, making that money.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Nico Jackson.
Now that you put it that way, they have fans. He's like,
I understand they have fans, but. Okay.
By the way, Eddie, you're winning 3-2-2.
Oh, nice.
So if you get it right, you win.
All right.
We'll see these knuckleheads do. All right. Finally,
make it a hard one.
Okay.
They've all been hard.
Okay, I'm going to give you two that these aren't the ones, but Lainey Wilson or Michael Ray. The answer would have been Lainey Wilson, $50, Michael Ray, $30.
How do you feel about that, Lunchbox?
I mean, he's got a lot of hits.
We're not commenting. We're moving on because we're out of time here. Travis Denning or Lone Star. Travis Denning, $40, and Lone Star, $125.
Wow. I don't know how
you do. And for the win here we go. Jana Kramer or Granger Smith.
Ooh, this is tough.
So you have Jana Kramer from One Tree Hill.
Oh, I'm in.
Had a couple songs.
Yeah.
Got a popular podcast. You have Granger Smith, who Earl Dibbles, freaking Junior, songs.
Yeah, that's right. Earl Dibble. Yee-yee, baby.
Yee-yee. Amy.
Okay, so both could charge a lot, but I'm going Granger.
Lunchbox.
It's Granger.
Eddie?
For the win, Granger is a businessman.
Well, this is, you matched them all, regardless of what
happened. I thought he was guessing Jana. That's why I went Granger, really.
But the winner is Jana Kramer, $175. Granger, $78.
Good for her.
There you go.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie. Tell me something good.
There are these two Phoenix police officers. They're on patrol. They get a call of some guy just kind of lurking outside a bank. So they go over there and they show up. And there's a guy sitting there with no shoes on, sitting right in front of the bank, right in front of the door. They pull up and they say, "Hey, man, what's going on?" He's like, "Nothing. I'm just hanging out." He's like, "Where are your shoes?" They said, "I don't have any shoes. You know, I wear size 13. They're kind of hard to get." He says, "Well, all right, come on. Get in the back of the squad car." He says, whoa, are you arresting me?" He's like, "No, we're taking you to Ross. We're going to get you some shoes. We're going to get you some clothes." So the two cops went to the store and spent their own money, got them shoes, pants, shirts, a whole makeover. So pretty cool. They did that for him.
That is really cool. I saw a video on TikTok where it may have been in Portland. There was a woman and she was caught shoplifting inside of a CVS. And cops were called. And the officer gets there and he's like, "Hey, were you shoplifting?" And she was like, "No." And he goes, "Okay, look. If you were, just tell me. I'm not going to take you to jail, but you have to tell me right now because I don't want to have to go through your stuff and then I have to arrest you." He's like, "Just," and she's like, "Yeah, okay, fine." So she had, it was feminine products. It was, and he said,
"She needed."
Yeah. And he was like, "Okay, you're not in trouble." And he took his credit card out and paid for everything that was in her purse.
Wow.
Mm.
I love that, man.
That's
like, they don't have to do that. That's not their job.
I know.
So cool.
That video was awesome. It was unlike the security footage from the register.
Yeah.
And they had it. So that's a great story, Eddie. Shout out to our police officers out there doing the right thing all the time. Appreciate that. And that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doop, boop. Ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it, right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road.
Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, I think I can eat a piece of pizza in under 30 seconds. Or I know it'll take you over a minute to drink that entire 2 liter. If you have, you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Now, here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they have more or less of a certain stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and a whole bunch more. Track your picks, play against others for a shot to win huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use the code BONES for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's the code BONES, only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs, and it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes, and then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
The story blew my mind. So, why do you think we yawn? Why do you think our body, because science has never really figured it out, but why do you think we yawn?
I have literally no idea.
I mean, I guess my thought would be that we start to slow down. Like, we've been going at a pace, and for some reason, we slow down to a point where your body's like, all right, I'm now entering into it. It's like a check off into a lower zone.
Okay.
That would have been what my mind would have told me. Because you get bored, kind of, just nothing to do. You get tired or sleepy, like, But not quite. So, as many theories as there have been, they say yawning has evolved as a social cue to warn others that we are less alert and that they need to be vigilant to look out for predators for our own sake. Meaning, wow. Let's say we're 1,000 years ago and my body is slowing down. And I'm like, That's a sign to Eddie that I am now not working at full capacity, and he's got to watch out for me because I do not have the ability to pay attention to all my surroundings.
So get my weapon ready.
So it's like holding up a sign. Help me if I need it because I'm about to go to sleep. Wow. Or I'm getting tired. Isn't that crazy?
But then your yawn makes me yawn.
Yeah, that part's not in here. I don't know what that one. Yeah. I don't know why it's
Did that happen to them too, where they both fell asleep? Yeah. They both got eaten?
Yeah. No story about that part.
Except for who doesn't yawn? Psychopaths.
The phenomenon known as contagious yawning is thought to have further spread this cue among groups of animals. Mm-hmm. Evidence suggests yawning evolved originally as a spontaneous event and therefore more physiological in nature. That's from the Daily Mail. But it was just like a warning, like, hey, I'm not feeling great, so protect me for a little bit.
That's amazing.
Which is pretty cool.
Okay.
Here's a PSA that could save your life. According to an article in Eat This, Not That, where they had some neurologists talk about your brain and what it does. Headaches, memory issues, drastic personality changes, vision issues, sleep issues are all early warning signs that something is going on with your health that is much bigger. I have all these.
Say this again, yeah.
I'm 5 and 5. I just checked. Bingo! Just won. Headaches, memory issues, drastic personality changes, vision issues, and sleep issues are warning signs individually, not all at once, but any of them, that something is going on with your health. And it might be super minor, but those are all signs. Like, you hear a headache, the many ways you could have a headache. You're not drinking enough water, you're dehydrated.
Sure.
Your hair is too tight.
I have you know, friends, women that have pulled their hair back, like, oh, I had it for too tight, so I've got a headache now.
Yeah,
if I don't eat, if I don't eat, I start to get a headache.
Mm-hmm. Sinuses.
Good one. Yeah, sinuses. Allergies.
TMJ. In your jaw, you grind.
Thank God it's Friday.
Grinding.
Harvey Weinstein.
Or like the
what's his name?
And-
Harvey Levin. What's his name? Not Weinstein. What's his name? Harvey Levin. That's TMZ.
No.
So they say these could be harmless and just real early warning signs of things. But you could have a brain tumor, concussions, okay, dementia, even for injuries. So it's best to check with your doctor if any of these are happening at a rate that's more than before. So let's say you get a headache every day for a week. It's probably not the water situation. So they say if that starts to go, wow, this is happening a little more than normal, go to the doctor because it could be existing to let you know that something else is happening.
Man, I blame all that on allergies almost every time.
Your personality changes allergies?
Yeah, it's allergies, man.
So I have a list of things that are traditionally masculine, but that men actually hate. So what I'll do is and I hate all these, basically. I'm not the most masculine man. But what I do is I'll read the list, and you guys tell me, the men here, if you like it, if this is important to you. And Amy, you do the same. You're not a man.
Okay.
So, for example, having a really strong handshake. Like, is that important to you, Amy, that your man has that?
Yes.
Let's go. Okay.
Yeah.
Guys?
Absolutely. Yes.
Lunchbox?
No. And Eddie doesn't even have a strong
handshake.
Eddie's
just like this.
Yeah, like when
is and it's kind of sweaty.
When is the last time? No, it's not. Yeah. No, I don't have that.
That's
soft,
gross.
Warm,
you have the sweaty handshake.
I think if a guy squeezes my hand too hard, I think it's like somebody with their car a little too jacked up.
Bones, well, it's called a firm handshake. Mm.
Trying to crush someone's hand when shaking it. There's no need.
That
for
was,
it.
No
need.
I didn't hear
no
that
need.
There's no need. Just a good middle handshake. You don't have to be super strong.
Okay.
Firm.
Number two, drinking black coffee.
I don't care.
It's disgusting.
Never had it.
It's gross.
So you're not masking at all, Lunchbox.
No, hold on,
I'm going down
on
all these.
No. Yeah. I'm a man. I don't need coffee.
Right, but these are traditional.
What does that mean?
I got masculinity running through my veins. Don't need caffeine.
Well, I'm not here. So we're so far, Lunchbox, we're the same. You
that's
and me.
Not, that's
wow.
Not the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Looking in a mirror, you two, right?
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. I move my left arm to see if he'll move it with me. A mirror.
I don't like this.
Drinking black coffee. Eddie?
Nah. Yeah. I don't care about that.
None of us are there. Fighting.
Like fighting physical, cool. Like picking fights with people, like punching.
It just says fighting. Like being,
no way.
You have to be ready to fight.
Nah.
Ready to defend honor.
So you'll fight.
Yes.
When's the last time you've been in a fight?
It's been years, but I've been ready.
But like how many years?
He's ready right
I
now.
I don't know.
But how many, if you're guessing, I don't know, just throw a number out there.
20 years.
You got in a fight when you were 20?
Probably.
No. Last fight you remember. How many years?
Middle school, right?
Yeah, probably middle school.
So 30.
But you got to be ready to fight.
Yeah. So fighting, not important to me at all. I don't want to fight for any reason whatsoever. I'm also not masculine to me.
Never fought in my life.
Okay, good. Not using shampoo or being kind of loose with your personal hygiene.
That's important.
That's you?
That is definitely me. Yeah, I mean,
not really me there.
No, you got to be clean.
Yeah.
Chewing tobacco.
Not for me.
Okay. Insecurities like not ordering a fruity cocktail, wearing pink, holding a girl's purse.
Don't hold the purse. Don't wear pink and fruity cocktail. I'm on a beach hidden. I'll have a, pina colada, but besides that.
Hidden what?
Hidden where no one can see me. Like
hidden.
Hidden.
I thought it was hidden.
I thought it was hidden.
Like, what are you hitting?
What? Oh, hidden.
Okay. Hidden. I only order fruity cocktails, but not only that, I order fruity mocktails. And I ask for them. Hey, can you guys make me a mocktail version of this?
That's really bad.
Every time. And I will wear pink like crazy. I love pink. It's one of my favorite colors. I just bought some pink tennis shoes the other day.
What?
They're awesome.
Okay.
I call them my Peptos, my Pepto-Bismols.
Oh, nice, because they're pink.
Yeah. Okay. How about being stoic in photos, like not smiling? That's considered masculine. Is that you?
It's me.
Yeah. Not me at all.
I got the model pose. Like, what up?
How about driving a big, loud truck?
No. Never been into trucks.
Yeah, me either. Eddie does drive a Jeep.
I do, but
is that for masculinity?
No, I bought it loud. I don't really want it to be loud, but it's just loud.
Doing stupid, risky things for adrenaline rush.
Yeah, I can do that.
Like what?
Yeah. Oh, you know, parkour.
Hey, fight.
What?
And parkour?
Parkour?
Where are you jumping from building
to
building?
It.
It's like people that run on foot and can jump off buildings and you've never done parkour.
Or like, what is it? He says he does like donuts in his car.
Yeah, he used to do peel out. I'll show you a peel out if you want.
No, it's going to stall.
And then finally rejecting like anesthesia at the doctor.
Oh,
like, I don't need
pain,
it.
I don't need that.
Excuse me?
I don't need that. I've had teeth pulled. Just pull them.
Straight?
That's not true.
You walk right in?
Yeah, right. Yep.
Wait, so I'm the dentist. Hey, Lunchbox, welcome. Have a seat.
Oh, yeah, you got some teeth you got to pull because you're going to have to get braces. Oh, yeah, just go ahead and pull them, man. No, you don't want me to numb it up? Nah, go for it. Rip them out.
You're such a liar. There's no
Why
way.
Why would you?
It's just like when you lost your teeth. Did you get pain medicine? No.
No.
You took them out.
When you were a baby? Different.
But they weren't ripped. They naturally released.
And what is it that's even getting braces?
No, well, same. Okay, so Lunchbox is manlier than we are. I think you got five of those. Wow. I don't think I had a single one.
That's not shocking.
Yeah, I think I'm the least masculine human ever.
But that's not a real gauge.
I know, but so it is. He wears pink shoes, Eddie.
Traditionally masculine.
I like pink.
I like pink, too. Yeah,
pink's nice.
Well, Lunchbox, you're the manliest. Yeah. Traditionally masculine. And then Eddie, you're second.
I mean, it's not hard in this room to be the most emasculine.
Oh, Bobby, that's
what is that?
That's
kind of
no, it's not.
Take
look
that
at
back.
You guys. You think we look at the score. The facts don't lie.
Everybody's insulted right now.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys for hanging out with us.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Taking a selfie could help detect Alzheimer's and ADHD now.
What's happening? Was eyes or?
Yes. So now you can take a picture of your eyes and they can see however your eyes are dilated and what they look like. This is technology that's been around through different equipment, but normally you'd have to go in for an appointment and have it done. Well, now the University of California, San Diego say that they've developed a smartphone app that will show the signs by measuring like your pupil size.
Let me look at mine. I'm zooming in now. Mine.
Picture. You don't have the app.
No.
You don't. You have to have the
eyes,
app.
Let me see my eyes. Tell me. Hold on.
Okay. No. It won't yet. But how amazing.
IBS. I read it in those little.
It saw that in your eyes?
No. It's spelled out with those veins. IBS.
Wow. I once went to this, I don't know if we want to call it a doctor per se.
We won't. If you have to say per se, we won't call it a doctor.
But she looked into my eyes and she said in my left eye, she saw this dot and then asked me if I had pain in my right knee. And I do. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
I know.
That's crazier than me saying I see IBS written in my veins.
Yeah, both crazy.
I know. I mean, I've
and mine was a joke, though. Okay, what else?
Bobby, you're recently married. You've got in-laws. How would you describe your relationship with them?
Great.
And their vibe is?
Chill.
Chill, great. Okay, well, great I'm going to run through in-law red flags. And you can go ahead and say if you've encountered any of this.
I have none.
They're not listening.
Go ahead.
They communicate by yelling.
No. Oh, they communicate gosh. By hugging and saying they love me and my wife.
Okay.
So the opposite. Also weird to me because I never got that. So yes.
They have no boundaries. They just show up whenever they want and leave whenever they want. Probably no. Overstaying their
welcome.
We're
good there. Yeah, we're good there.
Their jokes and teasing are mean. Like you've got to have tough skin if you're joining their family.
No. Her mom is hilarious because Caitlin's so funny too. Her mom is hilarious and her dad's also very funny, but they are not mean actually.
They criticize in front of you.
Okay, they're none of this. These are just all bad ones, but go ahead.
These are just red flags for everybody to be aware
they
of.
They punch you in the nose. Well,
for fun.
It's like they burned your house down.
And then the last one is they swear in front of you.
Yeah, none of that. I don't think they curse. They don't curse.
They don't at all? Uh-uh. That's cool.
Yeah, I don't picture them cursing.
Yeah, no. They're like little angels.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Basically. Yeah.
For now.
When you guys are
told,
around.
I'm being told. Yeah. All right, what else?
I have the top five country karaoke songs of all time. And now this comes from musicgrotto.com.
Let me think. When you say country karaoke, I would go, yeah, I went down yonder on Chattahoochee.
That's a good one.
Is that on the list?
Nope.
Okay. Oh. I saw the light I've been.
Yeah. Nope.
Bab. No. It's, nope. Okay. Well, hold on. Chattahoochee, it's dumb. That's not on there.
For sure.
All the ones on here are good.
Blame it all.
Of course.
Yeah, Friends in Low Places is at number three.
What?
Garth
okay,
Brooks.
Fine. Oh, okay.
I'm about to pinch your nose.
Yeah. She was always on my mind.
Willie.
There's no Willie.
No. Okay, what do you got?
Okay, and at number five, This Kiss, Faith Hill.
It's a good song, but top karaoke?
I can picture people singing this
one. Yeah, I can too, but at top karaoke?
And at number four, John Denver, Take Me Home, Country Road.
Jam. Yeah, that's a good one. And Amy has a confused face, but this is not country to everybody. This is just a fun 70s song about America.
Mm.
And this is also in movies. So people just know this song from like Son-in-Law. The Son-in-Law with Pauly Shore.
Pauly Shore, that's your reference? The Whistle.
That one, yeah.
Maybe, what's the other one?
Thank God I'm a Country Boy.
That's probably the one. Yes, but what else?
Well, I told you three, Friends in Low Places. And then and at number two, Taylor Swift, Love Story. And the number one song, I don't know that people should really do.
Was it sad?
No, but it's just, they're not going to. They
summer,
can't do it.
But an old lady hooking up with a teenager.
I used to work for her
last summer.
No. She,
her hands went from leather.
Oh, gross. They just can't live up to it. It's Dolly Parton, I Will Always Love You. No.
Yeah, chill, guys. This and Whitney, chill.
Don't try
it. Don't try it. Stop it. We should have a list of songs people shouldn't sing. Like, maybe tomorrow we do that.
That's funny.
Okay.
List of karaoke songs under no circumstance should you sing. And if you do sing it and you don't do a good job, you're banned for a month from all karaoke. All singing. They can't even sing along. Yes. All right, is that it, Amy?
Yeah, maybe that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Jonathan Dotson's leaving his friend's house, and he saw that his daughter left Skittles in the car, so he started eating them. And all of a sudden, he breathed in, and no air was coming out, so he's choking. He choked on a Skittle, which seems pretty easy to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, not super easy, but I feel like a Skittle could get lodged in there. So he pulled over, he got out of the truck. He tried to flag people. I mean, he couldn't breathe. And he's outside the car waving people down.
Helpless.
Completely helpless. Everybody kept passing him because we don't pull over now. For the most part, people are like, all right, stop. I don't want to get robbed or mugged. So he remembers grabbing the back of his truck and then slamming himself into the truck, trying to dislodge the candy.
Wow.
Grant DeJean was heading home from a meeting, and he saw a guy bent over on the side of the road. So he pulled over. He grabbed him, started doing the Heimlich on the side of the road, and the candy came up.
Wow.
Now, the story doesn't end there. When Jonathan looked back at the man who saved him, nobody was there.
Okay.
He disappeared. No, that part I made up. He said, wait a minute. I know you. They both work in the same office together. And they pass in the hall, but they don't ever talk really.
Hey.
It's just a big office. And so.
But they talk now.
How crazy that that's who pulled over. They work in the same office.
I love that.
And the fact that he pulled over at all and saved him. Like, that's a great story.
He was like, oh, that's the guy I pass every day. I better see what's up. But that's a moment where you have to get extra dramatic with your situation. Like, you can't just try to flag someone down. Like, I was picturing, I would fall to my knees and be like.
You almost want to get out in front of a car. You almost want to stand in the road until they get close. Like,
that would be tragic.
And then and then jump out before they get there. Because they're just not going to stop.
Right.
You got to decide, choke or hit by a car.
You got to jump off if you're not hit. But you do need, if he's slamming himself into that truck.
That's crazy.
Great story. Glad he saved him. And now, they're best friends.
Yeah.
Really?
No, I don't know.
But maybe.
Follow up. Yeah. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. We are this close to crowning an NBA champ. And with the action heating up on the court, it's even hotter at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. If you're new to DraftKings, listen up. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500. Just deposit at least $5 and you'll get a bonus bet back equal to your first bet if it doesn't hit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code BONES. That's the code BONES for new customers to get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500 if your first bet doesn't hit. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net.
In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help's available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. One no sweat bet per new customer issued as one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs, and it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes, and then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for being here. Let's go over to Amy and get in the morning corny.
The morning corny.
What do you call a knight who is afraid to fight?
What do you call a knight who's afraid to fight?
Surrender.
Surrender.
That was the morning corny.
Hey, next up, a mailbag where this woman hears her mother-in-law talking about her. I want to get to that, but I'm just so curious because Lunchbox claims he's got an exclusive interview with Guy Fieri. I don't know where you met him. I don't know how you ran into him. I don't know how you got an... I don't know anything about it. So I'm anxious to hear it. Where did you see him?
Oh, let's just say he was opening a restaurant.
No, let's just say.
Here it is.
All right, we'll come back. So the mailbag and then Guy Fieri. We'll do those coming up. I haven't heard this yet, but I'm being told this could be on the list of Lunchbox's most cringiest moments. I thought how you told me that you set up an interview with Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
And then you talked about food and life and we were going to play it back, but that's not what happened?
No, it's not what happened. I got an insider tip that he was opening a chicken restaurant in town and that he was going to be dropping by the chicken restaurant. So, I mean, you know me, if he's going to be there, I'm going.
So you go. Was he there?
And oh, he was there and there was a lot of people there. Like, news cameras, everything.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, talking bodyguards, like four guys in suits.
So was it like a press day?
I don't know if it was a press day.
It was a press day, so everybody's told. Yes, Scuba?
Yeah, it's a press day. He was in town filming stuff for Dunnish Dives and Drives and all that, and they're doing a press thing about his chicken restaurant.
Okay.
And so I was like, man, well, I got to go. And so I went to get an interview.
So what are the... I went to get an interview because I got to go.
But he had no press credentials.
No, I just had me in a t-shirt and shorts and flip-flops. Okay. And just walked in with my iPhone. Okay. Nothing official. Just walked into the chicken restaurant and just planted myself against the wall. And boom, I hid behind the TV cameras.
Okay, when you have to hide to get an interview, this also... Hey, Mike, can I read where it says off-air note? Can I read that on the air? Or no? Scuba?
That's just context for you. That kind of gives everything away.
It does.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay, so I'm going to hit the clip. What do I need to say before I play the clip?
I mean, let's just say that he was he was about to do some stuff.
Why do we say let's just say?
Why does he do this?
Just say.
He was about to do stuff for TV. Like, they had all the news channels there, and I was like, you guys, wait, I got my stuff.
And he didn't know you were talking.
He had no idea who I was.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Make sure you're listening to the Bobby Bones Show. We're on a hunt.
I don't know who you are. If you are in my face, more than anybody. So, at least explain who you are.
My name is, I'll tell you.
No, I know who Bobby Bones is. I don't know who you are.
I'm Lunchbox. I'm on the morning show. We're on
Lunchbox, you better be legit. If you're getting in my grill about all this, I'm going to find the governor.
Listen, I am 100% legit. We are on 175 markets all over, baby. Let's go.
All right, what do you want?
Hey, just make sure you're listening. This is Guy Fieri, and you're listening to the Bobby Bones Show.
I get my name right. Get my name right there. There you go.
I know.
He just got it wrong. So this is Guy Fieri. Don't listen to Lunchbox because he gets my name wrong every time. But you know what I'm listening to? The Bobby Bones Show. Now, come on, Lunchbox.
no.
Whoa, what about that? Got him to do a liner for the show.
I'm embarrassed at my name.
It's okay. It wasn't you.
Hey, I know, but
it's like I'm sending out my henchmen.
Yeah.
Like I'm one of the villains in Marvel sending out one of the guys to beat up the superhero.
And he knows you. He said, I know who Bobby Bones is.
Wait, guys, were you not impressed?
No.
That I thought, hey, let me get a liner from him. Like, he has his back to me, and I just go up and I start tapping him on the shoulder.
My guts are cringing on that.
But how is that? How is that a liner? Because it wasn't very clean.
Does it get worse? Oh, you added to the list of the cringiest moments?
Oh, my gosh.
We'll do maybe later today or tomorrow.
No, I don't understand. You didn't think that was good?
No.
Hey, when he said you were all up in his grill, like, what are you doing?
And I tapped him on the shoulder.
Oh,
like,
God.
Hey,
oh,
man,
you touched him?
And I said, hey, say you're listening to the Bobby Bones Show.
Okay.
I was trying to get him to say that he listens to the Bobby Bones Show. Yeah. I thought that was cool. Like, you know how you say, oh, there's Jason Aldean, you're listening to the Bobby Bones Show. I thought it'd be cool to have Guy Fieri do it.
I like that you're trying to say his name to his accent.
Yeah. Well, because I said it wrong, and he goes, get my name right.
Oh, gosh.
Ugh. Okay.
So then...
And why are you saying more? How many markets we're in?
Yeah, that's best.
Why?
That seems too. If you're like...
No, he's like, are you legit? I'm like, dude, we're way legit.
But they don't under... That doesn't mean
anything. But I don't even think
that
number's right, honestly. And I think you're just yelling a number.
I am.
Yeah,
you sound big.
I think it's more than
it
that.
It is.
And then,
you don't need to yell.
Oh, it is?
Like,
it's more than that? I should say more. I'll write that down next time.
But also, he's in syndication, and he's probably
he's
in, like,
massive.
Every market in the world.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So he appreciates syndication. He understands big time.
Okay. Let us play the next clip.
Okay, can I describe the scene now?
Okay.
He is standing against a wall.
Let's just say.
No. Let's talk about it. So he's about to take questions from all these cameramen, like local news stations. I'm like, they're going to ask dumb questions. So I just turned around the iPhone, started selfie mode, and I did an interview with him, me and him, without the news cameras.
Did he know you were doing
that? No. I just started yelling at him.
I'm hanging out with Guy. You guys don't believe me and Guy are best friends, right, Guy? Best friends.
This guy is out of control.
No, I'm just excited.
You have your dishwasher shift that starts at half hour.
I know. That's why I got to get out of here quickly, but that's why I wanted to make sure everybody knew we're friends. We're friends, right?
Bring it out.
Say, we're friends.
Yeah, do not start. this.
Lunchbox and Guy are good friends.
Lunchbox is out of control. Now, you all know that.
But Guy, my question is, okay, look, if you want to come to my house and cook Mother's Day and get me out of the doghouse, how much would it cost?
Okay, let's see. How much do you already owe me from the last one? The $7,500 you owe me from the last one, so probably with another 70, it's gonna be up there around $20,000, Lunchbox.
That's cool.
No two-party out-of-state check again.
No, hey, no problem. Can you change the kids' diapers also while we're there? He's out on that.
Thank you, sir.
What?
And that's when the security guard came up and said, okay, you're done, sir.
Oh, no.
And you got kicked out?
Yeah.
Nice.
Change diapers.
How
it's like
great
guy,
was
poor
that?
Poor guy doesn't want... He's trying to be a super nice guy and play along so you can get... They can remove you. And he's like just trying to joke. And it's really not... you're not presenting him a good canvas to joke back to. And then you're like,
that was brutal.
I mean, how great was that?
No.
And I thought they would give me some of the chicken when I was on my way out, but they didn't give me any chicken.
Yeah, you weren't walking out on your own power, though. They don't usually give parting gifts
you
to people.
Being
they have to
escorted.
They don't throw you out the door and give you a gift bag.
Yeah. Hey,
yeah.
Right. Thanks for causing a ruckus. Sorry we had to kick you out. Here's some chicken.
That's true.
That
his vibe
happened.
Was like, it's like he was sending a message to his team. This guy's out of control. Ha, ha, ha. Like, that means get him.
How
out of here.
Great was that?
I don't know.
That's not the word I would
it
use.
It wasn't great, man.
That's not the word.
Really?
Well, thank you for this exclusive interview. I wonder if we submit it for like an ACM if we'll win. You know, behind the scenes, biggest interviews.
But you don't think Guy had fun?
No, I think he was quite annoyed and was a great sport about it.
I mean, because I will be honest, one of the news cameras was like, hey, man, you're in my shot. I don't care about your shot.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not worried about you.
You got him.
I got me and Guy here. Me and Guy are having
your
a one-on-one.
Hey, Guy, we're best friends, right?
Right?
Right, Guy?
And I got him to give me daps. In the video, you'll see him give me daps. It, man, hard-hitting interview.
Wow.
Lunchbox, thank you. Guy Fieri, I don't know if you'll ever hear this, but thank you.
And sorry.
For not killing him.
We apologize.
And very sorry about that you had to go through that. That is something else.
But Diners, what is it again?
And go to eat Guy's Chicken.
Yeah, Chicken Guy.
Chicken Guy. Oh, I get it. Chicken Guy. Okay, I'm a Chicken Guy.
Diners, Dives, and Drive-Ins. That show's pretty good.
Yeah, I think it's really,
really
good.
Guys. Sorry. Yeah. I mean, really good.
Maybe just a little moderate. All right, that's it. Lunchbox, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I mentioned before we went to break, I said, hey, if we find out that somebody's stealing stuff here, what should we do? And Lunchbox, you immediately said,
fire them.
Love it. And Amy, you said,
that's extreme. We need to hear exactly what happened and then take into consideration their role.
Okay.
Their role. Now, if, it's also shady.
I know. And her role is like the biggest.
Yeah.
Right. So, you guys are familiar with this artist. Her name is Lainey Wilson. Here's a song here.
Yeah, I know a few things a man ought to know.
Now, I've known Lainey for a long time. Before she ever had a single out, she was coming over to the house. We were doing YouTube videos, and I've just known her for a long time and super proud for her and proud of her. And she's killing it now. So here she is, and she gets her first number one, which is this song right here. And she sends a poster up to the studio, a big poster. And on the back of it, she writes this really long handwritten message like, hey, thank you. The poster's like her number one. You know, without you, instrumental, la, la, la. I never saw the poster. Never saw it. But it pops up on eBay. Someone was selling it. So this exact poster that she wrote to me, somebody snagged, sold it on eBay. It was bought by somebody else.
Whoa. Ooh.
And now there's drama because I never saw the poster. So somebody yanked it from my office probably. Now, does anyone want to say anything, first of all? Is there anyone know anything about this before we go into level two? Ray, why are you smiling so big?
Uh-oh. Because why would somebody be so dumb to sell something with your name on it?
Mm-hmm.
That's like 101.
Okay.
All right, good defense right there.
That's funny. Ray never really just pops in and says things.
Because, I mean, but Ray's also saying he would do something like that. But
I would never.
Definitely not if it had your name.
I mean, Ray definitely stole artists' things and sold them before.
But, you were a part of it.
But that's true. That's true.
Ray, oh. I was just trying to implicate you there.
So, she wrote it to me. I mean, I guess you're hiding in plain sight, though, if you do it here. Like if you say, so, Ray, did you steal the poster and sell it?
I did not.
Okay.
And I mean, I'm pretty sure you would, if you checked the eBay, you would know.
No, we didn't. Scuba, what happened? Tell him you tracked down the guy who was selling it.
So I tracked down the guy, spoke to him, and was very kind of like nonchalant about, hey, how'd you get this? This is pretty cool. He said, hey, I came across the poster in a Music Row area when I was walking by my bank. Just happened to see it at the top of some trash at a dumpster when I was walking by. I don't normally go through some trash, but it looks cool, so I picked it up.
This story is bullcrap.
Oh, really?
You're walking to your bank and you look in a dumpster. And also, this guy does nothing but sell memorabilia. He's got 500 things up. Yeah. So he happens to be walking by a dumpster that happens to have what he sells all day, all the time. Hmm. I don't think that's what happened.
Who does anybody know the guy?
No. Amy.
Amy, you're acting so weird.
Well, because if anybody knows the guy, then he has access to the buildings. You have to have a key card to get in here.
What do you know about this?
I don't know anything.
What?
So funny.
She's even laughing.
Because I mean, don't know. I got nervous because I did take a book out of your office, but only to read it. So I thought that's what this is about, but we're good.
So you have a history of stealing
books.
Wow,
no,
she just admitted
there was
stealing.
Multiple books. It wasn't signed or anything, and I needed it.
That's why you freaked out in the segment before here?
Because I didn't know what this was about, and now I'm relieved, and I have nothing to do with this at all.
Okay, does anyone know why or who stole a Lainey Wilson poster from my office, signed to me? If you admit to it now, nothing will happen to you. I'm going to give you 30 seconds here. And Ray, we can just put 30 seconds on the clock, and if anybody wants to raise their hand in the next 30 seconds, nothing will happen.
What are we going to do for 30 seconds?
We're just going to chill.
Wait.
And the timer starts in 3, 2, 1, okay. Go. All right, so if you know anything about... Amy's just trying
still
to talk
talking.
Over there.
Still
well, because it's awkward.
Say go something, on. Amy.
Oh, no.
You have 20 seconds. Nobody will be in trouble.
I thought you just...
You have 20 seconds. Nobody will be in trouble if you admit it in the next 15 seconds. 10 seconds.
Come clean, thief.
5 seconds. Oh, well, I said time. A little early there. Okay.
Ray wanted to end quicker or what?
Okay, so no one's going to take blame for this. Does anyone know about anyone who's been in my office taking stuff? No?
No. I mean, but who has a history of doing stuff like this?
Right. Ray and right. Lunchbox.
Right.
Oh, can I say?
Yeah.
Can I say?
Yeah. Why do you keep saying that? Now you're acting suspicious.
No, no, no.
Who says, can I say?
Can I say?
Twice in
Let's
5 seconds.
Let's just say.
Go ahead.
If I'm going to steal something,
yeah,
it's going to be something that's going to make me a lot of money.
You could have probably made $100 off of that.
$100 off of that?
Probably.
Oh, I didn't realize it would have been that much.
Okay, no one's saying anything. Ray is suspicious. Lunchbox is acting suspicious. Amy's been acting suspicious.
I want to take one shot at Eddie because he keeps saying my name. He's the one that sold a book of yours.
No, I didn't sell it.
Oh, yeah, it ended up at a secondhand shop.
It was a thrift shop.
No, it was used bookstore.
Scuba, what do you know about this now? Anything else that we haven't mentioned here?
That is it. Unfortunately, when I started poking with the guy, he has gone silent.
Do we think it's somebody that works on or with the show?
I don't think with the show, but I think maybe within the building. Because I know recently, a couple weeks ago, we had some other stolen items that were autographed by you.
Signed Beanie Babies.
Signed Beanie Babies. So I'm wondering if somebody here in this building knows this eBay seller or is the eBay seller.
But except for us, isn't everyone out of the building?
No, we still have some people over the last couple weeks that have been upstairs.
Ryan McKitty.
You know what we should do? I got an idea. Guy. We should buy something from this guy and it'll have a return address. Then we go knocking on the door.
But I think someone sold it to him.
Yeah.
I don't think he's the thief.
Oh, I thought you were saying he sells.
Okay, he found it in the trash.
Got it. And his trash story is just to cover whomever gave it or sold it to him.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so nobody wants to take it. If I find out now, regardless of your role, somebody will be fired.
Wow.
Someone, not you, just someone. So they'll fire someone in your place. Like,
not the person.
If Eddie took it, fire Abby. I like that.
We find out that you stole it from my office and sold it, you will be relieved of your duties.
Wow.
And I'll give you 15 more seconds on the timer. Just like that.
15 seconds, guys.
15 more seconds on the timer to admit it if you took it. No punishment. Go.
I'd like to say.
Did you just fire somebody?
Yeah, I'd like to say I didn't do it.
10 seconds.
What if it was me?
And you were sleeping or what? Like sleepwalking?
Yeah.
Who says what if it was me?
No one.
Who says what if it was
me?
No
one.
All right, that's time.
Because I'm like, wow, that would be a way to go. It's like,
you can't steal from an office. I'm like not, big stuff. It's not paper clips.
That would be the way to go?
No, I'm saying what a crazy.
What if it was me?
No, it's not me.
It's like Lunchbox when he brought himself back in the acting competition. He's like, I want back in. No, you've been eliminated. I want back in. I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take 2 toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. But here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs, and it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes, and then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. On the phone is Christy, who lives in Baltimore, Maryland. Christy, good morning. Thank you for calling.
Good morning, studio.
Morning. Do you feel like you know the show pretty well, Christy?
I hope I do.
Well, we're going to give you a chance to win here. We're going to play Bobby Bones Show Trivia. Now, I'm going to give you a couple options. You can just get 4 out of 7. If you choose that, you'll be competing for a $50 Sonic gift card and a Beanie Baby of your choice.
Ooh.
Yeah, back behind me. Mm-hmm. Or if you want to say I can get at least 6,
whoa,
a $100 Sonic gift card. I need him. He's on hype.
Wow.
And 2 Beanie Babies of your choice. Yes.
Okay. But that means you only miss one.
That's right.
Mm.
All right, Christy, what are you thinking here?
I don't know. You're making me so nervous. Mm-hmm.
You can go for 4. Go for 4 and get the $50 gift card and the 1 Beanie Baby. That, you know, that's what.
Yeah. Play it safe. Yeah, play it safe.
Life is made by playing it safe. Yeah.
Okay. Is it going to be things that you talked about in the last 3 days? Because I'm a podcast listener and I have not heard anything since last Tuesday.
No, it's stuff you can know. Just you should know if you listen to the show regularly. But no, nothing super timely.
Go big.
All right, I'll go big.
That's right.
But you can only miss one, and I can't give you a prize if you lose. I'm going to let you take it back if you want to.
No, I'll go big.
All right, let's go. She needs to get 6. She can only miss 1. 7 questions. Who is the youngest member on the show?
Oh, that would be Morgan, number 2.
That is correct. Nice job.
Sorry. I know you don't like the number 2 part.
That's out of the gate.
That's it. All right, next up. She is a big fan. She said she didn't like Morgan, number 2. She's like Morgan. Good. Okay, who has the most kids on the show and how many?
The most kids would have to be Eddie with 4.
That's correct.
Boom.
Wow.
That's good job. Good job. All right.
Technically,
this,
right?
Like graduation, or only clap when at the completion because it just gets corny.
Yeah.
All right, there's 2. Amy's son is currently involved in what Japanese martial art?
Taekwondo? I don't know. I know that he just had his first competition that you went to and he got 2nd place, but it was only 2 kids.
We don't mention that.
Can I clarify?
I don't think so. No. There's no help. But no help.
Is it jujitsu?
I just need an answer. So you've said a couple things.
I don't know the difference, to be honest. That's not my sport.
Amy's
son. I'll say jujitsu.
You're going to say jujitsu?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
No.
Is that your answer?
I'm not sure. Jujitsu.
Jujitsu is correct.
Wow.
I'm not supposed to clap.
Sorry.
Jujitsu is correct. You're 3 for 3. Amy's son goes 6 days a week now to jujitsu. All right, next up. What member of the show was voted prom king in high school?
Oh, dear. Lunch.
Yeah, you're right.
Lunchbox.
That's correct. Yes, Lunchbox is correct. 4 for 4.
Why, oh, dear. Like, she's so annoyed.
Yeah, why?
Oh, no. I love you, Lunch, actually.
Actually. Then she had to say actually. Everything is... All right, next up. Breaking Bobby Bones can be streamed on what service?
Oh, Paramount Plus.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Is it Peacock? I guess it's Disney.
Incorrect.
It's Disney.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Okay, don't... Oh. You got a little bit...
Wow, she jumped. She jumped quick. Starter pistol. Wait for that starter pistol.
Pause. Think it through. Talk it out.
There are only 2 questions left, and they're both pretty hard.
Oh.
And if she misses either one of these, she gets no prize. Amy's sister has a show on HGTV. It's Amy's sister and her husband. What is the name of that HGTV show?
Raising Roots. Let me think about it. It's something with roots, I feel like. Growing roots, raising roots, building roots.
Well, I'll tell you what. Roots is it. But what's the first
word? I know.
Word?
I don't know. Raising roots. No. Why would you be raising them? I don't know. Planting roots, growing roots. I'm going to go with raising roots. I'm sure it's wrong.
Dang, it's HGTV.
Yeah, building roots.
That would make sense.
Building roots.
That's right. Obviously, she's not watching. I don't blame her.
Wait, what?
I said, obviously, she's not watching it. I don't blame her.
Why do you have to say I don't blame her?
Well, I'm just saying.
Okay. And finally.
Give my review.
Well, you've already missed, but I tell you what. You'll get a consolation prize if you nail this one. It is probably the hardest one, okay?
Okay.
What is the name of my rap alter ego who won third best rapper in Central Texas in the Music Awards of 2008?
You must have just talked about this recently because somebody on the B Team page found it on YouTube and like shared it to the page. And I literally just looked at it.
I mean, I've talked about it for years and years and years, but it hadn't been talked about in a while. But my rap alter ego, I used to perform as this person. Do you know his name?
I don't.
He has a military rank. Nice.
And a race.
General something?
General Whitey is not right. No. It is Captain Caucasian.
Oh. She did good, though.
She didn't win. But here's what I'm going to do as a consolation to the consolation prize is that we're going to bring her back for another game soon.
Okay.
And give. I just, our attorneys are all up my buttocks, and I can't give away prizes if they don't win. Okay? So what we're going to do, because I do think you're a big listener, and I appreciate that, Christy, we're going to have you on in the next few days to play another game that you can easily win. Okay.
Okay.
All right, we're going to do wow or who cares.
Okay.
Okay, wow or who cares. I will give you the fun fact or the crazy fact about the celebrity. You tell me wow or who cares. When Angelina Jolie was 22, she tried to hire a hitman to kill her, but he convinced her to stay alive.
Wow.
Wow.
Three wows.
Yeah.
Good. I like to hear it. Matthew Broderick was convicted of careless driving in a car accident in which two people died.
Wow.
That's sad, but wow.
Mm-hmm.
I told you, you'll never see these celebrities the same way when I finish this. Channing Tatum is actually a very young Channing Tatum is in the Ricky Martin She Bangs music video.
Who cares?
All right, well.
Boo.
I hate you all.
Oh, one good.
Before going solo, Britney Spears was in an all-female group called Innocence.
Okay.
Well, who cares?
You guys didn't know that.
No, I didn't.
Okay, now you're all of a sudden critics of crazy facts. Okay. Before shooting the Friends pilot episode, Jennifer Aniston turned down being a member of Saturday Night Live.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, now you're back once I said you're all too good for this.
You're right.
Yeah.
That is wow, though.
Vince Vaughn's missing part of his thumb.
What?
Who cares?
Wow.
No, that's a wow.
Yeah, like,
two
wows
and who cares?
Yeah. Okay.
Why?
I have no idea. I don't know. I just have the fact. Mark Wahlberg has a third nipple, and so does Zac Efron, and Harry Styles has two extra nipples.
Wow. What? Oh, Harry Styles, wow.
Four?
What are you talking about? Who cares?
What do you mean, four nipples? You ever met anybody with four nipples?
No, I sure haven't.
Exactly. That's why it's wow.
Anybody here have an extra nipple?
Uh-uh.
It doesn't have to be a full. They don't look
What does it look like?
It can even look like just a little dingy.
Like a mole? Like a
ding. Yeah.
Well, maybe.
Yes, that's a great representation of what it
like
could look like.
A skin tag?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have one.
Okay. In 1978, Tim Allen was arrested for 1.4 pounds of cocaine, was sentenced from 3 to 7 years in jail. He was let out on parole after 2 years and 4 months, but he served over 2 years in prison.
Wow.
That's wow. That's
crazy. I already knew that one, but that's still wow.
Yes.
Kanye West used to work at The Gap.
Wow.
Wow.
I wonder Selling if that's where he got fashion inspo.
Jennifer Lawrence has an H2O tattoo on her to remind herself to drink more water.
Wow.
Who cares? Who
that's
cares?
Crazy.
I think that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Really?
She tattooed herself with a note to drink more water.
But where? In the back
on
of her
neck?
Where she can't even see it?
Did she see it?
I just said, I didn't say back of her neck.
Oh, no, you pointed. You pointed at the back of your neck.
Yeah, because mine itched.
Sorry.
I scratched my neck in a segment. God forbid.
Like, well,
you literally pointed as you were talking about the tattoo. Yeah. And I was like,
whatever you did, you led us to believe next.
I'll never scratch again.
Thank you.
It's actually on her hand.
Okay. Well, that makes H2O. Sense. That's hilarious.
Growing up, Katy Perry's family was so religious, they called devil's eggs angel eggs, and she wasn't allowed to eat Lucky Charms because that cereal was linked to the devil.
Wow.
That's very
wild. That crazy of a family?
That's wild. Michael J. Fox's middle name does not start with J. His middle name is actually Andrew.
Well, what happened?
Wow.
I don't have follow-ups on any of this. I mean, you guys keep asking. There's no. I just have facts from this BuzzFeed article.
Okay.
Nick Cage once did mushrooms with his cat.
Cool.
Sounds about right, huh?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Par for the course.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. And Snoop Dogg and Brandy are first cousins.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Which I think is pretty cool. There you go. Now, do you feel the same about all these celebrities?
No. Yeah.
No.
No. That's right. A little different.
Which one blew you away the most?
Matthew Broderick. That's crazy.
Again, yeah. This is from a BuzzFeed article. I, in fact, check anything myself. I just read the article. So, but it says Matthew Broderick was convicted of careless driving in a car accident, which two people died. So, that's a big one. The Angelina Jolie one where
that's the most
she
shocking.
Hired
that's the one.
To kill her,
that's crazy.
He talked her out of it. I wonder if he still collected his payment, though.
Mm, good question.
So that
like,
one,
what kind of hitman tells you you shouldn't do it?
A nice
one that has a heart?
But if you're a hitman, you just want the money.
Yeah, but he's probably never been approached to kill the person that was hiring him.
I'm not sure how that approach even happened. If she approached or if she got a... I don't know. I don't know what's up. But yes, maybe she just called him and was like, hey, I need you to get off me.
Like, I'm walking down the street. I just don't want to know about it. Just take care
of me. That's sad.
That's a weird... Yeah, that's a weird one there. The Jennifer Lawrence one's pretty funny to me, too, that she tattooed...
The water?
If you had to tattoo a message to yourself on your hand...
Okay.
Water's a good one.
So that you always see it.
Breathe.
What would be the message...
Got it.
...that you just wouldn't do unless... You're like, oh, I gotta keep reminding myself to do it. Go.
Take a shower.
What? He draws a little shower head with water. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Amy?
Ew. I'll do 478. I'd tattoo those numbers because that's a breathing exercise that I have to remind myself to do. It can calm you if you do it 5 times in a row, in for 4, hold for 7, out for 8.
Eddie?
Tell people you love them. Tell your family you love them.
That's a good
one. Reminder.
Yeah, that's a solid one.
Because I forget.
I think mine would be, I would just put a little book on my thumb. Just because sometimes I'll get on Twitter and I'll be like, oh, my half hour's already over. I can't read today.
Oh, you want to read?
Because I do a pretty good job of it most days, but or I'm on PlayStation a little too long. I'm like, ah.
Forgot to read.
Just prioritized and 2K just beat out the book. So the big drama here is Lunchbox is verified on Instagram. And Eddie is not.
What on earth?
And Eddie's all like, how did Lunchbox get verified?
Well, it's not only that. I've asked him like 6 times and he will not tell me how he got verified.
Let me say, Lunchbox, you deserve to be verified.
I do deserve to be verified. I'm a famous celebrity. I have clout. I have pull.
You're just yelling stuff at this words.
And Instagram finally realized that, you know what? We need to give my boy a blue check mark.
This is not true.
I am verified on Instagram.
Did you do anything special to be verified?
Let's just say they reached out to me.
Not let's just say.
No, seriously.
That's what I'm talking about,
bro. Instagram reached out to me and started the process of verification. That's how I got verified.
So you didn't do anything special?
I didn't do anything special. Wow. I didn't do anything. They reached out to me, so I said, okay, and I gave them my information, and they verified me.
Why did you believe it was them? Because I'd be like, Instagram's not messaging me.
Well, I don't know. I sat there for a little bit, and I looked at it, and I asked my wife, you think this is real? She goes, no, it looks real. Like, she feels better about the computer than I do about checking if they're fake or not. And so I just sent them back a message, and boom, what do you know? Verified.
You guys are close in followers, too.
I know, dude. I know.
Lunchbox has 310,000. Eddie has 280,000, basically. And so that's the drama.
Who's verified here? You? Obviously, Amy.
Yes, Amy is. Right, Amy?
Oh, yeah.
Lunchbox now is.
So it's just
Scuba Steve is.
No, he's not. Scuba's verified.
Scuba's been verified for a long time, but you want to know what? Hold on.
Let Scuba start.
But I just want to say something here because I know people work at Instagram. They don't reach out to you to say, hey, we want to know if you want to be verified.
Boom.
It just happens. It happens, and you get a notification the next morning or whenever it happens, or you physically go into your settings and ask for the process to start. You give me your copy of your ID and do all that.
Why don't you do that?
I've done it.
So do you think Lunchbox is lying?
I think he's lying. They didn't reach out to him and say, hey, we want to verify you.
Okay.
He has clout and pull.
I would love to see this message that he's talking about because he said there was a message back and forth. Where is that?
You want to see it?
Yes, I do want to see it.
And when he says stuff like, let's just say, I don't believe it.
Right, exactly, when he leads with let's just say, or it rhymes with.
Right.
Yes. So Eddie's not verified.
No.
Okay. Amy, your thoughts on this?
I mean, I think it's hilarious. It's awesome. So now, I mean, Eddie, you just have to be patient. It happens. Just keep contacting them.
Yeah, they'll come to you, bud.
They'll come to you, bud.
I'll tell you what the problem is. I have parody accounts out there that are asking for money, kind of like these country stars. And
so do I.
Have a blue check mark. They're going to think it's really me.
Do the little process.
Again?
Yeah, do it again.
I've done it twice.
And he'll get denied.
You did something.
That's what I'm saying.
You?
He did something.
Did you do something?
He did.
I didn't do anything.
Did you pay one of those companies?
Didn't pay a company. How do you pay a company?
Oh, I get DMs all the time from companies saying, I can get you verified.
Then pay them.
Oh, for like $500. I'm good.
Okay. Well, that's where we stand. Everybody good?
Yeah. No.
No,
we are good. Great. Blue check mark. What up, boys? Top 25 in Nashville now. Blue check mark. I'm on
okay,
my way.
There he goes. He's insufferable. Okay.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Rome, Georgia. A 48-year-old woman called 911 because she wanted to chat. And when the 911 operator said, ma'am, this is for emergencies only, she said, you're stupid. Oh. Well, that's illegal. You're not allowed to curse at the 911 dispatcher.
What about calling just to talk?
Well, that also. But once she called her stupid, they sent police to her house and arrested her.
So I guess they could have felt bad for her for being lonely if she was just calling to talk.
Yeah, but when they showed up her house, they decided she was under the influence of alcohol.
And also, it's just like 90-year-olds who call just to talk because they're lonely.
They're bored.
And then you feel all sad, but she's how old?
48.
See, you're still good then. Yeah, you're still good.
You have friends.
All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
How much is a buttload of something?
Oh, what makes it? I don't know, in the hundreds.
Hundreds, like 100 units?
Yeah, doll. Hundreds of anything is a buttload.
That's a buttload.
Yeah, hundreds into the thousands and beyond.
So just kind of a generic term for a lot?
Yeah.
That's why I think, like, it's a buttload.
A lot.
It's a literal unit.
How much?
A buttload is a real unit of measurement for a cask of wine. A buttload is about 108 gallons.
108?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, no, I think you meant...
Had it right. Oh,
no. So what's a butt? Like, what are they referring to as the butt?
Here, look at this.
No, no, put your pants back on.
I don't know. It's a butt load. It's a literal... I've often said it has a butt load, but I don't know. Maybe I've just heard that term and then associated it with just a lot. And butts are a lot, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
That's a real thing. All right, bye, everybody. Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. Which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, allows me not to pack as much, because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sort. High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.